very pleased to be joined via Zoom this morning by Kayla Betcher, the Executive Director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. And Zuel Bailey, the Artistic Director of the festival, is here as well from El Paso. Hi, Zuel.
Good morning, Rob.
Zuel, this is normally when we'd have the peak of the season. It'd be an all-out experience. And instead, you've kind of have to step back and do things differently this year. How is the virtual festival going?
It's all in all strange. And this is the first time since 2006, 2007, that I have not been in Sitka in June. So I wake up every day in El Paso, and I actually, my body tells me that I need to be in Sitka. And obviously, based on the fact that we've had our festival there for so many years, my mind is all about how to invigorate Sitka and what Sitka means and the kind of lightning rod for the arts that it is for the state every moment of every day, even here in El Paso. So basically, we collectively as an organization decided to keep our footprint throughout all of June, the festival, but make it simply forward looking and to do things that are, you know, social distancing until we won't. And so I put together artistically very specialized, very VIP experiences for our patrons in Sitka, virtual performances. And we've set it up as a structure to do three box lunches Thursdays at noon. And then, of course, on the Saturdays after each of those box lunches, we'll have a Saturday evening event that will be showcased through our social media and our website. And I can walk you through those. But there are a lot of featured pianists for the obvious reason that the piano is kind of the symphonic instrument that can be controlled by one.
Are these events, are they interactive? Is the performer aware of the audience? Is there any sort of engagement?
Because of technology and because of the situation, I've asked the artists to pre-record live a 45-minute show, and I've asked them to be available for Facebook Live interviews, as well as Q&As, as well as Zoom receptions, all of these things. It would be easier and, quite frankly, of a higher quality to do things pre-recorded live because there's no static and interference in the sound, and it's controllable. And that's kind of, as a musician, what you really strive for is the most high-end quality of sound that you can.
Zuel, I know we've chatted a few times in the past on the morning interview about the difference between chamber music and other types of concert venues, and there is kind of an intimacy in chamber music. It's an experience shared among performers and audience together. Is it different for you as an artist pre-recording for a group of people who you know in spirit but aren't actually physically there at the time?
That's a great question. And I will say it's very difficult. And it's not what I wouldn't have thought it would have been as difficult, because there's a spontaneity and a kind of joie de vivre that Paul Rosenthal, our wonderful founder, kind of set up in Sitka. You know, he always said he didn't want things recorded. He didn't want things reviewed. He wanted people to play what was from their heart and to know that as it went into the Sitka air, it disappeared forever. And if you weren't there to witness it, that's your loss. So I've told the artists in the same vein as Paul, who was so inspiring to share that information with me about his motives behind the festival, I said that these videos that are specifically made for Sitka are only available during the festival, and then they will poof, go away. They will not be cataloged, libraried, revisited, because they are only for our festival this summer.
It's like a limited edition print that eventually disappears on its own.
It's like the Mission Impossible suitcase.
Exactly. Kayla, how are you making all this possible for patrons? How are people connecting with these concerts?
The primary source is going to be right on our website. So we'll receive the recordings from the artists, and to give it a little bit of a sense of a concert time, you know, in anticipation of a specific start time, we're releasing them at those specific times. So what that means is at noon this Thursday, we'll post the first video right on the front page of our website, and people can go there and enjoy it there. When it comes around to 7:30 p.m. on Saturday night, and we have another concert, we'll replace that video with the new one on the main page, and we'll move that other one to another place on the site. So we'll collect all the videos and keep them there until July 5th. So it's essentially the life of the festival this year. But then, like Zul said, we'll remove them all, and it'll be over.
It truly is a new chapter for the music festival. It's a new chapter for all of us, let's face it. But this level of availability and access online is something that, you know, I don't think Paul Rosenthal ever would have envisioned, but here it is. It's happening. Zul, you mentioned that you wanted to walk us through what you had in mind for the concert and the series this month.
Sure. So what we're doing this month is obviously Box Lunch. It's a family concert. It's the way to kind of take a break. Do you hear the hammering?
Yes.
Plumbing disaster. The Box Lunch on Thursdays, we're going to be celebrating basically Bach. So this summer, 10 years ago, was the year that my Bach cello suites were released. And during the festival, June 2010, they went to the number one spot on Billboard classical music charts. It was an incredibly exciting time. I did NPR interviews from Raven Radio for it. And so to celebrate that, and to celebrate the monuments they are, I'm going to present the complete Bach cello suites throughout the festival during the Bach lunches. So on the 11th, Thursday the 11th, I will be featured introducing the festival, the virtual festival, as well as playing a smattering of Bach for that 45 minutes to an hour on Thursday the 11th. On Saturday the 13th, we get to feature the wonderful Yulia Gorman from Maryland, Washington, D.C., and she will be performing a solo piano concert from her living room. And I actually love the fact that we get to see kind of the intimate workings of our favorite artists' homes and their living rooms in chamber music style. So she'll put together a really stylized program that only Yulia Gorman can do on Saturday the 13th. On the following Thursday, so our concerts are Thursdays and Saturdays. On the 18th, Benjamin Breen will be coming to us from upstate New York. He's a wonderful violinist that's been to our festival many times, as well as Autumn Classics. And he'll be performing solo Bach. On the 20th, Saturday the 20th, that's a very interesting night where the Sitka Music Festival and the Detroit Chamber Music Society, as well as many other festivals, are going to be collaborating for the first time. And we're sharing a recital produced for that event that features myself and the wonderful pianist Natasha Peremski in an all Chopin recital. And it'll be the Chopin Sonata for cello and piano, the Chopin Polonaise Brillante, the virtuoso showpiece for cello and piano, and a transcription of a beautiful C-sharp nocturne by Chopin. Final week, the 25th of June, Thursday noon, Box Lunch, I will finish out traversing the complete Bach cello suites for our Box Lunch. And please, you're going to enjoy this very much. I've enjoyed filming each of the movements separately in every possible corner of my home. So you, by the end of the 36 movements, I think if you have a pencil and paper, you could probably graph out exactly what my home looks like from every angle, every piece of art, every cello memorabilia, including, if you can find it, the bobblehead of Paul Rosenthal, which is stealthily placed throughout the events for us.
Okay.
That's Thursday, the 25th of June. In our final event of the summer, has no less than Awadaj and Pratt playing a solo piano recital for us, and that'll be on Saturday, June 27th.
It sounds fantastic. And Kayla, there's even going to be a crab feed.
That's right. The crab feed is an annual popular event of the Sitka Music Festival, usually held on Father's Day. And we still have the crab. And so we're going to make it happen, but we're going to make it happen as a drive-through event. So tickets, we just put tickets on sale. You can either buy a meal for two, which includes a bag of crab plus coleslaw and butter donated from C-Mart, cocktail sauce made by Don Lehman, a dessert donated by Alan Marine, and a coupon for 10% off at Watson Point and Cascade Convenience Centers. So it was quite a team effort to make that event happen this year. And we really want to thank Arrowhead Transfer and Alaska Marine Lines for continuing to sponsor that event, even in this unusual restructuring of it this year.
You really have done a phenomenal amount of work. I think I spoke to you, Zuhal, back in March or April when you made the decision to not hold the festival in person this year. And all these plans have really taken shape in just the couple of months since then. It's really a staggering amount of effort has gone into this. It sounds absolutely fantastic.
It's kind of a gift that we have gotten our technological muscles or getting them in shape as we are. I have to apologize to Kayla every single day when we speak because I am panically trying to sift through barrels of information that I have no clue what I'm doing. And together we are making a wonderful future for the Sitka Music Festival.
Kayla Betcher is the executive director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Zuhal Bailey is the artistic director. Thanks so much for zooming in and chatting with me this morning.
Thank you.